Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Erickson's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff's a new friend, founder of Ruby Ride, which is a membership-based transportation provider specializing in transporting people on a scheduled basis. It's we're going to talk about his industry a little bit later in the show, but first he's here to talk to us about something else. Jeff Erickson, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. You're also an architect by profession,
right?
And based on what I saw of your resume, Jeff, I wrote this down on the sheet that has your information. I wrote down urban planner.
Right.
Would that be a fair condensation of what you've done?
Yeah, I actually spent most of the last 10 years working with developers and communities, you know, designing and planning communities, whether it's, you know, planned communities or,
right,
or multifamily projects. So, yeah, that's what I've done mostly and for the last
including
10 years.
Not only the buildings they live in and work and shop in and eat in, but also the conveyances, how they move around between them, right?
Well, moving around ends up, it's the tail that wags the dog. So
yeah,
as I got into this and as I'm doing project after project after project, what becomes really clear is that the parking drives the planning and
right,
design. So
right,
everything else comes after the parking. If you're not happy with that, you know, you got to go fix the car, not the building.
That's exactly right, because you've got to have enough land to put enough parking. So many the statutes will determine how many parking spaces per square foot you have to have on it.
Yeah, well, it's just the zoning codes and then the banks, the financing outfits, they want to make sure there's enough parking because
right,
that's, you know, one of the things that, so at the end of the day, and we all work for them,
right,
so you've got to make sure that there's enough
exactly,
parking that satisfies them, and it's a vicious cycle. It just gets worse and worse and more all the time, and we end up having these giant parking lots we've got to cross.
Right. So as you can tell, folks, Jeff's been around a while. He's been thinking about these things for a long time. And one of the things you've learned how to do, Jeff, and you've done well with your Ruby Ride, is how to build what you call a reputable brand. Talk to us about some of your ideas on that.
Sure. Well, brand building is everybody's job in the business, and everybody knows that. Building a brand is not something that happens accidentally anymore, as you know. It's a concerted effort. It's a major piece of all of our efforts. You know, when things go badly is when you're out on the roads like we are, occasionally things will happen. You have to make sure you're on top of it, but you also have to make sure that you're out planning and causing the good accidents to happen, making sure that people see you in the right places, that people associate you with the things that they enjoy doing and seeing. And it takes, you know, a lot of time and attention. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of theories about, you know, how many touches you have to get on a consumer to get their attention. And, you know, the main thing is, especially for a small business that doesn't have, you know, huge budgets.
Right.
It's just, you just got to be out there all the time.
But you also have to have your brand has to sustain itself, right? You have to build a system that works economically.
Right. Yeah. That, I mean, that's really the service that does that. This, you know, if you don't have a good product or service behind it, the branding doesn't matter. The branding, you know, for us, it was the name Ruby Ride actually is derived from Dorothy's Ruby Red
mm-hmm,
slippers in the movie. You know, and the tagline there is tap, 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 and you're there. And we tried to, you know, we want to make it as simple to use. And we really wanted to key in on the values that I think are timeless American values, in my mind, which is, in a lot of ways, there's an innocence to that character. There's an acceptingness and a friendliness, you know, and an openness to that character and that experience that really we want to play through all the way through, and we don't do it. It's not hokey. There's no costumes. There's no,
right.
nothing like that, but it's just the quality of you know, when you're in one of our cars, it's friendly space. It's a comfortable space, and we try to make this, even though it's typically a short ride, it's a place that's familiar and is kind of their space.
Right. Speaking of space, you also talk about making sure that you're in the right geographical place in right. your market, right? I mean, the location, 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 right? What does that mean for brand?
Well, for brand, it's connecting with your market, and it's connecting with the aspirations of your market. So your different markets are going to have your downtowners today, even in low-density cities like Phoenix, where the downtown experience may be way different than it is in Boston or San Francisco, just, mm-hmm. you know, the fantasy, you still got to try to offer that kind of, you got to associate yourself with those experiences so that people can imagine themselves in that lifestyle. And so you've got to help them make the leap to where they want to be mm-hmm. aspirationally. And everybody has an aspiration of where they'd like to be. And if we can key in on that, help people figure that out, and then the same thing, we do a lot of work in Sun City. Sun City is an age-restricted community in the Northwest right. Valley. And we started up there. We got a great deal on a nice car that was a black car. Typically would be used in a driver service. The car was too fancy for that, even though the pricing was reasonable. Mm. You know, a lot of people they see themselves as being very practical.
So you had to know your customer, didn't you?
So we had to know the customer, and we realized that we were actually not making a great brand decision. People associated, even though at the end of the day, the cost of the car is not such a major piece of our expenses. It has to align with the customer's values and where they see themselves fitting. So,
right,
you know, putting a car that they thought was too nice up there actually worked against us in some ways.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's almost like the price point dynamic you have to worry about too, isn't it?
Right.
It was kind of a reverse snob appeal, wasn't it, that you ran into up there?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And you know, the challenge is you got to listen to your customers, and you know that takes a real effort. It's not something that just happens these days. We're all so busy. There's so many things going on. And
good brand advice from Jeff Erickson. Jeff, give us the website, please.
Sure. RubyRide.co.
RubyRide.co. All right, so check that out, folks. Right. We're going to talk about Ruby Ride and the industry he's in and associated with, connected to, after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.